Are you weak? Well, welcome to the club. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That is Steve Brown, and I'm Mike Kellogg. The program Key Life, a program without an agenda, except to see you grow in grace. Here's Steve with a teaching for today.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a time of rest with your family, and I hope your time at church was as beneficial as mine with your pastor's sermon and your time of worship and celebration. If you have your Bible open to Jeremiah as we continue with our Old Testament survey, and we're looking at my old friend Jeremiah today. Among other things, we're going to talk about his weakness. But before we do that, let's go before the throne. Father, sometimes we feel so weak, and then you remind us we are. Sometimes, Father, we feel so sinful, and then you remind us that we are. Sometimes, Father, we feel like we know so little, and then you remind us that we really don't know much, but that you love us anyway. Father, we praise you for that. We recognize that we don't deserve it, and so we praise you for your grace, unconditional, amazing, wild, so profound, and so unbelievable. Father, we're glad we belong to you, and we remember where you found us, and we remember home sometimes. But sometimes in between, it's really hard. The wounds are deep. The tears well up in our eyes. We go into a panic mode. We do it again when we promised we never would. Father, we come now because we need your Spirit in our lives to grant us the fruit of the Spirit, to make us more and more like Jesus and to point to you. Father, we lift this week a broadcast before you. We pray for the one who teaches. They call him Reverend. He's not very much. Forgive him his sins because we would see Jesus and him only. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, as I said, if you have your Bibles, open it to Jeremiah. And if you were listening on Thursday, we talked about, we're expanding a sentence about Jeremiah. That way, are pretty much covering the book of Jeremiah and some of the major themes. The truth is, this is maybe the hardest book in the Bible to teach, simply because it's not organized. Because the first version was cut up and burned by a wicked king, and there was no editor to put it together right the second time. So you can almost start any place in Jeremiah. And so we're just looking at Jeremiah and centering this entire book around him. We saw Jeremiah first, a messenger of judgment. And then secondly, on Thursday, we said Jeremiah, God's messenger of judgment. Jeremiah 1:4, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. And we talked about the doctrine of election, how we're still free and responsible. But in the case of Jeremiah, God sent him, and he didn't have any choice but to go, because it had been ordained from the foundation of the earth. Eddie Rickenbacker, during the First World War, would send his pilots out. You say, but of course, let me tell you something. He sent them out without any parachutes. In other words, he fixed it so they couldn't jump out, quit the battle, and run. And God sort of did that with Jeremiah. You know what I pray sometimes? I sometimes say, Lord, help me not to have a parachute. Give me the grace to have so invested my life, so jumped off this cliff at your direction, so fully committed to you that I simply can't go back. I remember a young Methodist minister sitting in my study and crying. He'd been faithful to God, and everything was so bad. And he said, Steve, I'd like to get out, but I've gone too far to get out. Go too far to get out, and you'll meet God there. Go too far to get out, and you'll see him. All right, let me expand this sentence a little bit further. Jeremiah, God's weak messenger of judgment. Let me share something with you that doesn't have anything to do with anything, except it was just kind of funny, and I wanted to share it with somebody. As you know, I talk a lot about weakness and doubt, because this is a broadcast about radical grace, and I'm going to talk about that with Jeremiah, but a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about doubt and weakness and the kind of stuff I'm going to be talking about in a minute. And I have two wacky guys, the producer of this broadcast, Harry Guzman, and his friend who needs a haircut, Tim, and they got in the control room and started fiddling with what I said, and I get no respect. But it was kind of funny, and I had to share it with somebody. So listen, this is not right now. This is a couple of weeks ago. You ever feel guilty because you had doubts, because you wondered? Don't. Jesus accepts you, and he accepts your questions, and he accepts MasterCard, Visa, and Discover card with a contribution in your own or any contribution of any size. I'm sorry, when I came in today to record, Eric said, you want to hear something funny? And they had been fiddling. You know, it's dangerous to work in this place, because I put my hands not in the hands of a sovereign God, but in the hands of Eric. And I get no respect from him. I'm sorry, don't write letters. I just had to share that with somebody. Jeremiah 1:6 shows God's weak messenger, Jeremiah. Listen. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Now, flip over to the 12th chapter of Jeremiah, and the 5th verse. Jeremiah is, have you ever complained to God? Well, if you haven't, you probably don't have a very honest prayer life. So Jeremiah's complaining to God. And God says back to him, If you have raced with men on foot and they have wearied you, how are you going to compete with horses? And if in a safe land you fall down, how will you do it in the jungle of the Jordan? In other words, God is saying, I know, but buck up and get moving. Your power's not in you. It is in me. And Jeremiah kept trucking because he was God's man. Not because he was a man, not because he had courage, not because he was wonderful, not because he was committed, but because he was God's weak messenger of judgment to God's people. I have a friend who used to be the chief pilot with the old Pan Am Airlines. And I told you this, and one time Charlton Heston was on his airplane, and this is true. It was one of those big 747s, and they were flying to Paris or something. And Heston got locked himself in the men's room or in the bathroom of the airplane, and they couldn't get the door open. So my friend Maynard, being the chief pilot, they called him to come out and see if he could work on getting the bathroom open. Now they don't do that nowadays. They got to stay in the cockpit because you never know who's going to take over the plane, but. In those days, the pilots took care of anything the flight attendants couldn't deal with. So they called Maynard, asked him to come back to the bathroom and bring a screwdriver and see if he could get Charlton Heston out of the bathroom. And he got the door open, and there was Moses coming out of the men's room. And I've thought about that a lot. And when I think about it, I think, you know, Moses was just like us. He was weak. Remember, he couldn't talk. He was scared. He didn't want to go. And God kept, in a very honest and beautiful way, answering his questions. It's always true about us. If God only uses strong people, he doesn't have anybody to use. Now, there's some that fake it better than you do, or fake it better than I do, but as a matter of fact, we are earthen vessels. And you say, prove it, all right? 2 Corinthians 4:7-10. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. You say, but I'm weak. Well, tell me something else that's new. You say, but Steve, you don't know me. I'm a sinner. I knew that. I mean, if you weren't a sinner, God would have sent a book. He wouldn't have sent his son. He wouldn't have gone through the trouble of the cross. You say, well, I'm young. Well, Jeremiah said that too, and God didn't accept it. You say, well, I'm old, and I'm tired, and I'm retired, and I don't want to do this anymore. I've done my, get, it doesn't matter. Get moving. You say, well, I have doubts. Well, welcome to the club. Don't we all? You say, well, Well, I'm not very gifted. Of course you're not gifted. That's the point. We have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. In my ministry, God has been gracious in a lot of ways, and I've been so thankful. First thing, he's let me be a pastor, so I was able to listen to the confessions of people that I thought had it all together. And rather than making me shocked at them, it made me feel normal about myself. If I could just stand in the pulpit when I was a pastor and tell you the truth about all the people in my church, we would have a healthier church. People would quit pretending. Everybody would be honest. And then we could love each other and hold each other accountable, but I couldn't do that. And then another thing God has done in the ministry that he's given me, he's allowed me to know a lot of the celebrity, you know, the people that are really great and known everywhere, and you know, television people and people that write books and people that are really smart and really spiritual. And they're not. They're just like you. Just like me, and God is using his power in our weakness. And listen to me, he'll do the same thing with you. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of Key Life Tapes, I'd love for you to be a part of it. Let me tell you how it works. Would you give us a call at 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24 hours a day? Or you write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida 32794. Or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3, or you email us at steve@keylife.org and ask to be a part of our Key Life tape family. Thereupon, you start every 7 or 8 weeks receiving a tape, and they keep coming as long as you want them. And these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those, and if you ask us how, we'll tell you how. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible at Reformed Seminary, at the Lake Barkley Fellowship at the Cove, and we take those and we send them to our family. If you'd like to do it, just let me know and I'll do it for you, and it's absolutely free, and I really do mean that. But I also mean, if you could send a contribution, I sure would appreciate it. All of you can't, but if you can, pray about it and be a champion. You help a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ, and we promise to be faithful with your gift. We'll squeeze every dime. And for any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching, Forgiven and Forgotten, How to Deal with the Problem of Guilt and Experience True Forgiveness. Hey, I've got to go. Give us some call letters at this station when you write. And, oh, yes, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.